Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I mean, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule. And there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
Blinds.com has covered over 25 million windows, all backed by a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com now and save up to 40% site-wide. Rules and restrictions may apply.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
All right, everybody, welcome back for a final hour of power here on a Tuesday afternoon. Nice to have you with us. We bounce all around. We opened up the show talking a little bit about the Maryland men. Did much more about that yesterday. We'll do more of that as the week goes on. Sweet 16, Thursday afternoon out there, Thursday evening here on the Team 980 against the Florida Gators. The number one seed, the Lady Terps, advancing to the Sweet 16 and all sorts of stuff going on in College Park. And here to join us on the Team 980 is Jeff Ehrman, who does a wonderful job covering the Maryland Terrapins in every which way for Inside MD Sports at Terrapins 24/7 on Twitter, at Jeff underscore Ehrman, E-R-M-A-N-N, and he's with us here on the Team 980. Jeff, great to have you with us. Thank you so much. Excellent, excellent work, as always, but especially these last few weeks.
Thank you, Chris. That's very kind of you. Thank you. It's been a wild few weeks, obviously, on and off the court. So, you know, with obviously most of the focus being on this Sweet 16 game for the first time in about 10 years, but also obviously a lot of stuff going on off the court.
Yeah, and you know, it's interesting. I saw you responding to somebody, and we all get antagonizing tweets and messages. I think it was on Monday, and I mentioned it on the radio show, and I kind of, you know, I totally understand where you're coming from, right? And the context of it was, you know, somebody was like, oh, dude, this reporting about the transfer portal and about Willard can wait until next Monday. And you're like, no, man, it's timely. It's newsworthy. I mean, listen, Jeff, you didn't create what Kevin Willard essentially did on Thursday in Seattle, and you didn't create any of this. You're just simply covering the news.
Yeah, that's my beef with those complaints, Chris, is, you know, if he hadn't had that press conference where he essentially implied that he might leave if they don't, you know, provide more resources and other demands, and also, you know, kind of painted it as a small-time operation, which that's not to say those complaints aren't valid. There are a lot of valid ones there. Anyone who's followed Maryland closely for a while know that that's true. But that's what set the whole thing off, you know. It was kind of an unprecedented situation to have your coach show up at the NCAA tournament and kind of go on a fiery speech for a couple minutes about how poorly the school is treating basketball, and then to announce that the AD is leaving when that hadn't really gone public yet. So it was a very unusual situation. So, you know, in that situation, my job as a journalist is to follow up and get to the bottom of where things stand, whether he's coming back, what all has gone down to bring things to this point, and that's what I've been doing.
And you've been doing it really, really well. Again, Jeff Ehrman with us, Inside MD Sports, right here on the Team 980. You can follow Jeff, again, on Twitter, social media, at Jeff_Ehrman or at Terrapins 24/7 for content and all sorts of different coverage. All right, so let's get to this. Let's unpack this. First, from the basketball perspective, an on-court perspective, and then we'll get back to Willard and Damon Evans and all that. The game on Sunday, look, they blew out Grand Canyon. Some people, I guess, expected that to be a close game. I was a little bit worried going in. I didn't know much about Grand Canyon, but they got through that fine. The only thing real negative, I would say, was the free throw. Then on Sunday, they're down early. They're not hitting their shots in the first half. They make a little run. Then they get comfortable. They do a much better job defensively. And obviously, we know what Derek Queen did late and what Juju Reese did on that offensive rebound and the free throws. What was, I guess, besides the Queen shot, what was the most important thing for you from Sunday's win that said, okay, this is what we've seen all year, and this is why everybody was confident that they could get to the Sweet 16.
Well, you know, they show that they can win a close game on a buzzer beater. You know, obviously, so far in the season, that had been all any game that had come down to the last few seconds, for the most part, other than the Indiana game and Rodney Rice's three-pointer, they had been losing those buzzer beaters. Their last four losses had all been in the final seconds. You know, they haven't lost a game that wasn't in the final seconds in, like, I think about 10 weeks. So showed that they are capable of winning the close ones. I thought that in terms of, like, obviously Derek Queen's shot, you know, that gave them the win. But I thought there were two things. Jacoby Gillespie, there was that play where he managed to knock the ball out of bounds off of, I think it was Clifford from Colorado State. Then he hit the three a few seconds later, and that kept them, you know, right there in it. And then Julian Reese's free throws were huge. You know, I said that going into the postseason that that's a source of confidence for them now, that he can shoot free throws, because past 2 years before this year, he was in the mid-50s. Now he's up toward the mid-70s in free throw shooting. So that was super, obviously, very clutch on his part. You know, I thought for the most part, to be honest, Colorado State outplayed them. But, you know, that was an amazing shot by Derek Queen. And you really can't understate how difficult of a shot it is for a 6'10 guy going left with a guy in his face to hit that kind of bank shot. I mean, that's, you know, it just shows why they have him projected as a top five or top 10 pick.
Well, and I'm curious, because I haven't seen your response to this, so maybe I just missed it. You know, I was intrigued not only by going to his left and the drive and kind of fading away and the high bank, and whether he traveled or not, that's a whole different story. Everybody's got a different spin on that. But not that he got the ball, but, you know, Jeff, I've seen NBA teams, I've seen college teams down by one and settle for a long range two or a three in that spot. I love the fact that he drove it to the hole. He didn't get fouled, but he could have gotten fouled by driving it to the hole, and certainly he at least improved the theoretical mathematics by getting to the hole or by getting, you know, close to the paint, as opposed to, again, catching it off the inbounds and launching a long distance two or getting it to somebody else, whether it be Gillespie or somebody or Miguel or whoever, and launching a three that you didn't need.
Yeah, that's a huge pet peeve of mine, and obviously yours, and probably many other people's, guys taking long shots and threes in those spots when you can drive to the hoop, even if you only have a 15-20% chance of getting fouled. That still ups your odds tremendously. You know, that's what I said, and I felt after the Michigan State game. You remember Jacoby Gillespie pulled up for a deep three with about five seconds left, and I was shocked that he didn't go to the basket.
Same with
you
me.
You know, both, you get a closer shot and you get the chance of getting fouled. So it was a great play call by Willard. Obviously, as he said afterwards, it was Queen who demanded the ball. So, you know, that's impressive for a freshman in his first NCAA game to do that. But it's no surprise, because, you know, aside from all of his skill, you know, he just never looks bothered by anything. He never looks intimidated by the moment. I think you could have him in the final 2 seconds of the NCAA finals. Hopefully, for Maryland's sake, that happens. And he probably wouldn't show any nerves. And that's part of what makes him such a great player.
No doubt about it. Jeff Ehrman with us inside MD Sports. Again, make sure you follow at Jeff_Ehrman, Ehrman, and as well at Terrapins 24/7 for all of your coverage. I know you guys had Scott Van Pelt on the show after Sunday's win. So I guess what? SVP is going to join you on Thursday if they win, right, against Florida? Is that the deal?
He's been extremely generous with us in our podcast, IMS Radio. He's hopped on after both wins. He's a superstitious guy who's probably enjoying this as much or more than any long-suffering Terps fan out there. So hopefully all goes well, and we'll have him back breaking down a win over Florida.
And that's against number one Florida and San Francisco. Of course, the coverage on the radio right here on the Team 980 and the Odyssey app with Johnny Holiday, Chris Nockey, and Walt Williams. All right, so earlier today, the head coach, Kevin Willard, who has made some controversial comments, as we've both talked about, was on with Sheehan, and you can listen to the whole interview on the Odyssey app, all that stuff, but you wrote it up, and he said, quote, what the money quote, I guess, is, quote, as of right now, I'm staying.
Yeah.
Everything that my concerns have been about the job, that was the whole point of the press conference, was that I want to make the program the best. When you have an opportunity to do it, you have to take advantage of it. Listen, I understand he was trying to make a power play. I understand he's trying to fight for his team, budget, NIL, all of that, revenue share, all of that stuff. Ultimately, though, and it didn't backfire because they won both games, are you still absolutely sold that Kevin Willard is going to be here, win or lose, Thursday night?
No, I'm not absolutely sold. I mean, I think, you know, no one other than Kevin Willard knows what he's doing, what he plans, if he's even made a decision. He said he, you know, that they've been really good about agreeing to provide some of the concessions that he's asked for. But it does make you wonder if that's the case. You know, why hasn't anything been signed? Why has he been non-committal about coming back, especially when you know that Villanova is interested in him? It seems very possible that he's their top choice and that they're waiting on him. That doesn't mean necessarily he's going to go there, but the longer he strings this out and the longer Villanova goes without a coach, you know, you have to question even more exactly what's going on there. So to be, you know, not to sit on the fence, but I've talked to quite a few people pretty close to the situation at the school, you know, people close to Willard, people in the coaching industry. You know, if you talk to people in the coaching industry, they feel like, honestly, there's a really good chance to go to Villanova. Some others feel like it's just a negotiating ploy to get whatever he wants out of Maryland and that he has all the leverage now, especially if he can pull off another win here and get to the Elite Eight. So there's a lot of stuff flying around, but, you know, I'm not even 100% sure Kevin Willard has decided yet what he's going to do.
Yeah, and this is the most amazing thing, right? Because, I mean, again, here they are in the Sweet 16, like you mentioned, a chance to topple a one seed and, you know, and are the second odds-on favorite in the field to win the damn thing as of yesterday afternoon in Florida. In San Francisco, they've been on the road for, you know, at that point, by the time they play the game, a week. You've had all of this going on, the AD leaving, the coach might be leaving, the coach want, and yet they still have to play the basketball game of their lives on Thursday in all likelihood against a really good Florida team.
Yeah, that's the wild part about it. That's what I've said to many people. Like, I wonder what it's like in those practices and in the locker room, you know, how it's got to be a little bit awkward. Maybe Will Wade figured it out at McNeese State. You just let the cat out of the bag and say, let's go try to win, and no false pretenses, no mystery, you know. But from what I've been told, you know, the team doesn't seem distracted. The guys are pretty dialed in. Mm-hmm. And I think that that's somewhat, you know, kind of paints a picture of the current landscape right now, whereas like 10 years ago, if this was happening, it's more of like a family. Most guys believe they're coming back next year. Oh, no, what's, you know, what's dad going to do, basically, whereas now everybody's sort of on a year-to-year contract. It's a much more professionalized kind of mindset, so it probably doesn't affect them quite as much as it did before. You know, there was so much money and so much transferring involved.
Yeah, and you know, you could see it, obviously. The way they played certainly would show you that they cared and that they were playing their asses off for him, and obviously the win helps that. Right after that, you see them all mugging him while he's being interviewed on TBS. So, I mean, there's no doubt that this team, again, from my view, which is way outside compared to yours, that they're playing hard for him, that they like him, that they care for him. And I have no doubt, Jeff, that he really wants the best for Maryland. The question is, you know, again, I said earlier in the show, you know, put your money where your mouth is, or actions speak louder than words, right? It's one thing to say, as of right now, I'm staying. As of right now, I'm staying is not exactly comforting if I'm a Terrapin fan today. I got to be honest with you. I you know, maybe I'm a conspiracy theorist. Not exactly comforting to me until he signs that extension. Until Villanova hires a different coach, I got to wonder, especially if they lose on Thursday night, what's going to happen on Friday?
Yeah, that's a great point, Chris. No matter what we're doing, 99% of the time, as of now, we're staying, right? It pretty much applies to most things.
Yeah.
But, you know, I think, well, first off, your point, I do believe the players really do love him and play hard for him. There's no question about that. So, you know, that might be part of why it's not, you know, going to affect them as much as it could in some situations like the one at Seton Hall. You know, he went 2 years ago before coming to Maryland. I think it was an 8-9 or a 7-10 game in the tournament. The players, everybody seemed to know that he was leaving from Maryland, even though it wasn't out there, and they lost by 30 points. So that can happen too, and you never know. It could affect Maryland like that. But, you know, I agree. You know, people are upset about the speculation or reporting on it, things like that. But the reality is, until you come out and sign a deal or say, I'm coming back, and when everybody knows Villanova wants him, you know, it's not, it's pretty much meaningless until a new deal is done. But, you know, if they do lose on Thursday, I would think we'd know pretty quickly thereafter.
Right, exactly. How big of a deal is Damon Evans leaving and the timing? Because some people say it's not a big deal. Some people say, I said for stability, and being that he offered him, in Kevin's words, he offered him a term sheet right before the selection show, and 4 days later he's off to SMU. How big of a deal is the timing, if you will?
Yeah, I think it's a big deal. You know, no coach wants to have a job where they don't know who their next boss is. You know, the next boss could be someone who has their own coach that they want to hire or doesn't like the style of play or whatever else, and you don't know how that's going to affect your job security or your day-to-day, you know, job and how difficult it is. So it does hurt. You know, I thought that was a very rushed attempt by Damon Evans after the word got out that Villanova was interested to kind of quell the situation. He also put out, you know, it came from the athletic department, you know, some kind of rushed reports a couple days earlier that they were working on a deal to make him a top 10 paid coach and all these things, when in reality they hadn't spoken with him about the deal at all yet, about a new deal. And I think that really, you know, I think, for lack of a better phrase, I think that pissed off Willard to the point where he came out and said those things in the press conference and said Evans was going to SMU because of that situation. So, I mean, if you followed Maryland a long time, dysfunction is nothing new to you. Mm-hmm. You just got to hope that, you know, whatever develops is for the best of the program, because there's a lot of, like I said, long-suffering fans who deserve to, you know, have higher-level results without as much drama.
Yeah, I've got a million other questions about this, but, you know, I want to be respectful of your time because I know you're really busy. So I wanted to get to the Lady Terrapins last night, obviously, double overtime, come back from the 17-point. Now they go against South Carolina. What do you make of all that? I mean, clearly, obviously, a huge comeback and a great atmosphere in College Park last night, as we're all kind of accustomed to. But how significant is that? And obviously, a win on Friday night against the defending national champions would be extra, extra significant.
Yeah, I mean, you got to give it to Brenda Freeze. You know, all she does is win. She hasn't had those postseason, you know, Final Four kind of runs in a while, or like the national championship years ago. But, you know, she just, I believe last year might have been her first year that she didn't make at least the Sweet 16. I don't remember how many years, but her track record's been incredible. Back in the Sweet 16, after kind of a mid to late season funk that they got in after a couple of injuries. So, you know, her track record's incredible, but at the same time, you know, I think fans would love to see you get back Elite Eights and Final Fours. They did have the one Elite Eight, obviously, recently. But South Carolina's a monster. I think they're favored by 17 points. So it's going to take a Herculean effort to pull that one off.
And lastly, you guys were first to report that the Terps football program has a new coaching staff hire. Can you fill in everybody on that? It's kind of interesting timing, I guess.
Yeah, his name is Ted Monachino. He was a defensive line coach at North Carolina last year. When they let Mac Brown go and hired Bill Belichick, he pretty much cleaned house, so he was out of a job at that point. A guy who spent a lot of time in the NFL, mostly more so than college, but a veteran guy that everyone there seems to rave about him. I think, you know, a lot of people have complained that last year the defense wasn't very aggressive. They said more of a read and react, sit back, and it was a really rough year for the defense. And so I think they'll be more, from what I'm told, they'll be more aggressive under Monachino. You know, Mike Loxley's made a lot of staff changes, and the hope there obviously being that, you know, they can turn it around after last year's, you know, 4-8 record, because that was a pretty rough season.
Yeah, no doubt about it. Jeff, thank you so much for doing this. I know you're real busy. Appreciate it. Again, everybody should, you know, check out Jeff's coverage on social media, Inside MD Sports, and everywhere. We've got it posted all over the place, Terrapins 24/7. Make sure you check out the podcast. Again, if they win, Scott Van Pelt says he's going to be a part of it. I can't get much bigger than that for Terps Nation. Thank you so much again, Jeff, for doing this and making time for us.
I appreciate the kind words, and I appreciate you having me on.
Absolutely. Great to have you on as well. Good spot there. Appreciate Jeff for hopping aboard there. And again, make sure you check out the whole Willard interview with Kevin Sheehan earlier today on the Odyssey app and in Kevin's podcast feed. I've only gotten to hear some of it, but you're actually going to hear the direct words that we were just talking about with Jeff from Kevin Willard this morning on with Kevin Sheehan next on the Team 980 and the Odyssey app.
Want to grow your business fast? With TikTok ads, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising your business on TikTok, now is the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
All right, once again, thanks to Jeff Ehrman. Excellent spot there. Make sure you follow all of his work. Again, Terrapins 24/7 on Twitter, @Jeff_Ehrman. for all the timely news, including he has a write-up on what Kevin Willard had to say to Kevin Sheehan earlier today on the Team 980. In case you missed that interview, here is the clip that we wanted to play back for you probably a little bit earlier, but it's very relevant now so you can hear it. In Willard's own words about the future at Maryland. All right, that is Kevin Willard, the Maryland Terrapins head basketball coach, Kevin Sheehan. You can listen to the whole interview on the team980.com, Kevin Sheehan Show, podcast, Odyssey app, Team 980, Kevin Sheehan Show. Listen to the whole interview. But AMAC just cut up, what was that, AMAC, a minute and 10 seconds?
Yeah, about a minute and 11.
I mean, maybe I'm interpreting that wrong. I don't know if you have a different view than I do, but that was uncomfortable at best. Like, I mean, on one hand, he's praising this Brian guy who's like the communications director.
Mm-hmm.
He's not the AD. He's not the interim AD. He's not the president. He's not the chancellor. He's not on the board. He's not on, to my knowledge, he doesn't control, like, what Kevin Willard really, really, really needs and wants.
Yeah.
Am I interpreting that wrong?
No, and I think that the thing that's disheartening, or maybe that's not the best word, but the thing that gives fans a good skepticism about that comment is, Jeff pointed it out earlier, he said this before he went on the rant with the AD. He said, like, we're on good terms, we have a great understanding, and then he goes on the rant and says, like, I need more. This is what I need.
I think, and you just pointed out something that is very important that I pointed out several times since all this broke out on Thursday, is literally like a week and a half ago, Kevin Willard is on the record. And again, that's why you don't always saying, yeah, we're in lockstep. We're, you know, we're on the same page with everything.
Yeah.
I mean, he was lying through his teeth.
Yeah. And then he comes on before the Sweet 16 matchup and is like, hey, this guy's about to take, like, the public didn't know that he was going to go to SMU. And he throws that out there, and it was a bombshell moment before their Sweet 16. Before their round of 32.
Round of 64.
Yeah, it was their first matchup.
Round. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
You know, so.
I mean, if you're a Maryland Terrapins fan, there's no way right now, and maybe this is just the way the world works, there's no way right now you can be really confident that Kevin Willard is coming back. Like, you want to say, I hope Kevin Willard is coming back? I think Kevin Willard is coming back? Maybe. You could say that. You can't say that with any conviction. You really can't. I'm sorry. Like, everybody wants you to be Pollyanna. As of right now, I'm staying. And clearly, I understand why he's hedging his bet. Because if he takes the Villanova job on Friday, nobody can kill him. Well, as of right now, I talked to Kevin Sheehan on Tuesday. That was right then. Things changed. As of right now. Or a month from now, they hire whoever it is that's going to be the AD. And they have a sit-down meeting. I want this, I want this, I want that, I want this, I want that. Kevin, we can do one or two of those things. We can't do 10 of those things. And Kevin Willard looks around and says, well, screw this. I'm not doing this. I'm going to file for an amicable divorce. And maybe he takes a year off and Villanova had closed. Or maybe one of these, and we went down the whole list yesterday, maybe one of these 20 or 25 openings, even though they're not big time, maybe he takes one of those. Who cares? For a year?
Yeah, and not to get too deep into the weeds on this, but like, what is Kevin Willard asking for? Because like, when I first heard this story, I was like, get this man what he wants and let's move on. But football is still the big revenue earner. So if he's asked, like, depending on what he's asking for, if it's taking away from football, how does an AD, whether it be whoever it is, how does the AD manage that situation?
Well, logically, football is going to take up way more of the revenue pie than basketball. Even at a what is considered one of the few major universities, sports universities, I should say, athletic programs, that is probably still basketball first, then football. Football, just by its sheer nature, the amount of players, the coaching staff, the resources, the revenue generation, right? You can have, even though they struggle attendance-wise, you can have, 55,000 or whatever it is at a game. And obviously when you go on the road to State College and there's 110,000 people there, Maryland gets a lot, a good portion of that money. Football is the revenue generator, and it's also the revenue, like when he's talking about revenue share, that's what he's talking about, right? He wants, if he's getting 20% of the revenue share, just for argument's sake, he wants 25% or 30%. And it's probably not like anti-Mike Locksley, but he's probably like, well, screw this. You guys lose six games a year, five games a year. We're a top 5-15 team in the country. I can get you to the Final Four every year if you make me the apple of your eye.
But then you have to ask, like, because in my mind, just based off of what we've known and seen in the future, like a middle-of-the-pack football team can still out-earn a top basketball school. So, like, yeah, Kevin Willard, you can have that attitude, but as an AD, it's your job to manage that money.
And I said yesterday, not only did he throw the AD under the bus, who's now not the AD, and not only did he tell a mistruth, if not flat-out lie, about their relationship a week and a half ago, but he also threw the university, the president, the board of whatevers, chancellors, regents, whatever they are, the interim AD. He threw them all under the bus. He did. To make a point and to make a stand when ears and eyes are most tuned in. He made a power play, but he also threw them under the bus. Make no mistake about it. Maryland fans are not going to want to hear this. I don't think this is going to end well. Maybe they fend it off for another year. I don't think this is going to end well. That's just me. I could be totally wrong. I don't think I'm going to be totally wrong. Even if he signs a contract extension, we've seen coaches leave literally all the time, constantly, and get buyouts and all that stuff. All right, time to take a final trending alert right here on the Team 980 and the Odyssey app as we come to you live on a Tuesday. We will return. Dum-dum of the day still ahead. Craig Hoffman at that. After that, I should say. Little NFL next on the Team 980 and the Odyssey app. All right, we start off with college football, and it's not draft-related, but Stanford has fired their head football coach, Troy Taylor, who was 3-9 in each of his first two seasons. Andrew Luck, the new general manager of the program, announcing that after an investigation, two outside firms, they found Taylor had bullied and belittled female athletic staffers, sought to have an NCAA compliance officer removed after being warned of rules violations and repeatedly made inappropriate comments to another woman about her appearance. Meanwhile, Juju Watkins unfortunately lost for the rest of the NCAA women's tournament and into next year with a torn right ACL. Tonight, it's the two best teams in the NHL. It's the Winnipeg Jets hosting the Washington Capitals, who are currently the number one team in the NHL. And today, they rewarded a big part of that. Jacob Chychrun getting an 8-year, $72 million, $9 million AAV contract extension. He was a free agent. He was picked up over the offseason in a trade for Nick Jensen with the Ottawa Senators. And now, Jacob Chychrun, with a career-high 18 goals, is staying in Washington long-term. Caps and the Jets tonight, 7:45 on 106.7 The Fan and the Odyssey app. And that's what's trending.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Optimize your nutrition this year with Factor, America's number one ready-to-eat meal service. Factor's fresh, never-frozen meals are dietitian-approved, ready to eat in just 2 minutes. Choose from 40 weekly options across 8 dietary preferences like Calorie Smart, Protein Plus, and Keto. Eat smarter at factormeals.com/listen50 and use code LISTEN50 for 50% off plus free shipping on your first box. Factormeals.com/listen50. Code LISTEN50.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features Swift Rinse Tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through 2 cartons in 1 day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Rooster always gets caught in conversation in the hallways around here. I'm a very popular guy. You guys may not like me, but my colleagues like me. So we were just talking about Arkansas and St. John's with one of our BetQL guys, or I should say BetMGM guys. And I forgot I had to do a radio show. Hey, Max over here, like, where is this mother? Anyway, yesterday, Cam Ward basically solidified from everything that it sounds like that he'll be the number one overall pick. I mean, listen, we all know Will Levis is talented, but is streaky as all you know what and is too inconsistent, too many turnovers, all that. You know, maybe he'll be better somewhere else. Maybe he'll be better as a backup, as a fringe starter. It looks like Cam Ward's going to be the number one overall pick. And with that, probably although not guaranteed, Abdul Carter could go number two, or he could go lower than that, because with the Browns solidifying Myles Garrett, you either put Abdul Carter on the other side of him and make a hell of a 1-2 and then get your quarterback elsewhere, or if you really feel Shedeur Sanders, I guess, could be number two. Or at number three, the heat, the smoke, starting to build. Schefter, apparently on Pat McAfee's show today, said, you know, that all signs are, you know, indicating, pointing, whatever, towards the Giants being enamored with Shedeur Sanders.
Yeah.
What do you make out of that?
Yeah, I've been talking with a lot of people about this today. So my thing with Shedeur, he's a talented passer. Seems like he can make most throws, but the biggest critique about him is he takes a lot of sacks. He holds on to the ball too long.
He does.
And then
takes a licking.
Yes. And then
tough.
Also
tough and resilient, but
yeah, and then also, can he be coached by somebody other than his dad? The Giants have a problem with their O-line. It's been a question for years. We don't have that offensive veteran leadership, and Daboll is known to get in your butt.
So that's the problem right there. Now, Deion, I will say this. Deion is a more of a hardcore football coach than I expected him to be in terms of like some old school values. But there is no chance that he is treating his son as roughly as potentially Brian Daboll can. And if the Giants take Shedeur Sanders, and if it's not going well, oh my God, you want to talk? I mean, first of all, Dable's probably then going to get fired, which might change that situation quickly.
Mm-hmm.
But while he's still there, if they're somehow surviving, but Shedeur ain't playing well.
Mm.
And again, remember, it's Jameis Winston, Tommy Cutlets, and then potentially Shedeur Sanders. It's not a guarantee that Shedeur Sanders would be the starter.
Yeah, exactly.
You know, so there's a lot of interesting dynamics at play. I personally, this is me, I respect Shedeur Sanders. I think you broke it down perfectly. Takes a lot of sacks. It's not all on his offensive line. I'm tired of that narrative. Quarterbacks take a lot of sacks because they hold on to the ball too long. And I think you said it perfectly. I'm not saying all the time. I'm saying some of the time. Because they miss guys. Not all of the time, but some of the time. And it happened with Jaden Daniels, by the way, this year. Several times. But the dynamic of even if Deion is not saying anything that crazy and that harshly about however things are going with his son, the dynamic of the New York media, who at this point can't in any way, shape, or form have a frosty, a warm and fuzzy relationship with Brian Daboll.
No.
You know that is going to be a mess to deal with as long as Dable's there. And then when Daboll inevitably gets fired,
inevitably,
right,
okay,
there's an interim coach, whoever that is, okay, maybe things aren't as tense, I guess. But then do you have to go out and hire Deion Sanders?
Yeah, see, that would be my worst nightmare. A lot of people are down on Daboll. I'm just not there. What he's done, specifically in that first year, we never had talent. Making the playoff with that 9-7 team and having Daniel Jones be your quarterback, I think he's a remarkable coach. He has a bad GM. Now, if you want to talk about Joe Shane and the job he's done, then we can sit here and critique him to a thread. I mean, as of late, I think he's done better, but I think that's the main problem.
Should we, can I ask you something real quickly, though? Joe Shane deserves plenty of blame. Not saying that he doesn't. Are we to believe that Brian Daboll has had very little influence or next to no influence in personnel decisions, though?
Oh, of course. Yes, he's had personnel decisions, but I think you have to look at the job of a GM versus the job of a coach. Like, I'm pretty sure that we saw the Hard Knocks episodes where Daboll's like, I love Jaden Daniels. Like, let's go trade up for him. A GM is not going to take that and say, all right, let's throw the house and get Jaden Daniels. Like, there's still a job a GM has to do.
That's fair.
So, at the end of the day, I'm evaluating the coach based off of what he's, like, the plays he's calling and how he's managing.
The main part of his job.
Yeah.
Not the influence that he wields, the main part of his job.
And with that, I don't think anyone has ever said Brian Daboll's a terrible play caller.
No.
I don't think anyone has ever said he's done a bad job managing quarterbacks. On the contrary, I think they say the exact opposite. But if you look at Joe Shane and some of the moves he's made, this roster, can you definitively say it's better today than it was when he's taken over?
Right. But what if Brian Daboll said to Joe Shane, hey, man, I've got to have Daniel Jones back after that first year. I got to have Daniel. You know, not sure we, you know, what if he gets injured again? What if he rides the roller? What if Brian Daboll was like, dude, I've got to have him. I've got to have that smarts. I've got to have that experience. I've got to have that arm. I got to have the mobility. What if that was the case?
If he did, then sure. But it's just no, I mean, with him saying, like, hell yeah, let's go get JD5, I don't think he
was remember, that was a year later now. That was after Jones gets re-injured twice.
Yeah.
And once significantly.
Yeah. I mean, but then you have to look at where we were before Daniel Jones got that extension. We were 26 in the draft. There's no way we're getting, I can't remember who was what quarterbacks were in that draft, but we're not getting a game changer at quarterback at 26.
No, that's fair.
So it's just maybe easier to, I mean, if there is some footage of him being all behind Daniel Jones, then definitely my perspective would change, but I just don't see that from
I'm asking a what if. I don't know. I don't know. All right, we got to take a timeout. Dumb dumb of the day coming up next. Hail to the victors. Huh? We'll explain. Yes, we told you hail to the victors. You know this is the Michigan fight song. But you know what? It's not all. It's not all victories at the University of Michigan. No, 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 no. All right, here's what we're going to do. Dumb dumb of the day. At the University of Michigan, ready for this? In case you haven't been paying attention. You guys know that there was the sign-stealing scandal. Now, former quarterback coach Matthew Weiss, not Charlie Weiss, Matthew Weiss, has had a lawsuit filed against him, against Michigan University and others, by two former University of Michigan athletes. Because Weiss, who was arrested last week on all sorts of federal charges, is accused of gaining unauthorized access to student-athlete databases, more than 100 colleges and universities, then downloading personally identifiable information, medical data of more than 150,000 athletes. And if that wasn't enough, he also allegedly and illegally obtained access to social media, email, and cloud storage accounts of more than 1,300 students or alumni from different universities around the country. He then downloaded personal and intimate digital photography and videos that were never intended to be shared beyond intimate partners. Jane Doe 1 is a former member of the Michigan women's gymnastics team between 2017 and 2018. Jane Doe, too, was a member of the Michigan women's soccer team. Weiss last week was arrested and charged with 14 counts of unauthorized access to computers and 10 counts of aggravated identity theft. What a horrible, horrible human being. The story goes on from there, people, but you know, this guy and that program, whew, man alive. Man, have they been embroiled in some controversy. All right, that's going to do it for us. Craig Hoffman has Robbie Hummel, who was on the call of the Maryland two victories on TBS this weekend, and Christy Winter Scott going to join him to talk about all things women's basketball and more with Juju Watkins. Thanks to AMAC. Did a great job on the other side of the glass. We'll see you back here tomorrow at 1 o'clock on the Team 980 and the Odyssey app. Adios.
Anyone who loves playing baseball or softball knows that one of the first steps in that journey is breaking in your first glove. It's where your love of the game began. Where does your child's baseball or softball journey begin? Go to playball.org to get started. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
College holds a mythic place in American culture. On the new Campus Files podcast, we uncover the scandals you won't hear on the campus tours. Find Campus Files on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.